Hey, welcome back, nerds. This is another issue of Talk Nerdy to Me. I am your host, Troy Stegner, and I have Berserker, number one. Would you like some make it? Anyway, this is the much-awaited Keanu Reeves comic book, Berserker, number one from Boom Studios. Boom's been knocking it out of the park lately. They've been doing a lot of great work. You might have seen that. I believe they had a Kickstarter for this. I believe it hit it quickly because Keanu Reeves is tied to it. Main character based on Keanu Reeves. It's kind of a... I just finished reading it. It's kind of a John Wick on steroids, man. It's like... Think if John Wick was immortal. The main character here, which... They don't give his name, only Berserker. And I can't say that without thinking of Kevin Smith, Clerks. I keep wanting to sing the song. Anyway, Berserker with Keanu Reeves. I know if you ordered a literal ton of these, and by ton I mean if you ordered 1,000, you could get a signed copy by Keanu Reeves. But, man, I don't know if I've sold 1,000 comics in my whole life. So we didn't do that. Anyway, the gist is, it starts out, you got dude looking all badass there on the cover, Keanu Reeves, you know, hands covered, you know, wrapped up to the fist like a boxer. Basically, they're using him as a Black Ops type guy. It starts out with them dropping him into a hot zone there, and by himself, pretty much, with backup, way back. He doesn't wait for him. He just mows to him like a lawnmower. Pretty violent. Takes out everybody in his way. It's just... If you're not into blood and gore, don't bother. There's a lot of blood and gore in this one. I guess toward the end, he's... the target he's supposed to... he even sacrifices himself with a grenade to take out one dude. And it doesn't kill him. I mean, he's messed up pretty bad. He's kind of looking like Logan after he gets walked through a fire. Or maybe Deadpool. But obviously, he doesn't die because he's supposed to... he gets his target. They wanted the target alive. He didn't kind of like the idea. So it looks like he decided not to bring him in alive. Yeah, he just... completely annihilates the dude's face. What's kind of throwing me off is looks like he also ripped the chest open. Ugh. And is eating el corazon. Eating that heart up. Eating it up raw. No Tabasco, nothing, man. So yeah, then they get him. And obviously this is not their first rodeo. He's sitting next to him with half his face gone, all burnt, looking all mangled. And they're just sitting there like, you know, like it's Tuesday. They don't think anything weird about it. And this whole time, you know, he's having this inner dialogue with somebody else. And they're talking about him, you know, in between all this violent stuff he's doing. There's, oh, hey, we saw these synapses spike. Hey, you're using brain parts of your brain that you didn't use before. Memories are coming back you didn't have. And, you know, they got him all hooked up. They're trying to... regenerate his skin, clone some of his... they make reference to using him to clone to make other super soldiers, I guess. And, yeah, at the end, they're starting to talk about the memories he has coming back. And, I mean, it's going all the way back to a child. And, I mean, he's talking about, yeah, I remember this early times. I remember being born. And then it goes to the next page. He was born, and let me get this correct, 80,000 years ago. So that's like the last thing he says. I remember being born 80,000 years ago. And then, you know, it shows him looking over a caveman village type looking thing. So I'm thinking this is... if he's immortal and he's been alive for that long, it's going to be kind of a Highlander type thing. He can't die. We don't know if there are others of his type. You know, can there only be one? Is it going to be that way? That'd be a huge ripoff if they did. But, yeah, so he's immortal. The government is using him for black ops. They're kind of secretly trying to clone him to make more soldiers. Mainly because he just is indestructible. So this, bam, Berserker Immortal will be hitting the shelves March 1st. There's about no less than 15 to 20 different variants. We got as many as we could. We went kind of heavy just because Keanu Reeves being tied to it is more than likely going to sell pretty well. And if not, I believe Boom made everything returnable. So, yeah, I mean, Keanu Reeves even... Oh, look at this. Matt Kent. We were just talking about Matt Kent last video with Bad Idea Comics. Obviously, he freelances because Matt Kent wrote... is writing this story along with Keanu Reeves. I have a feeling Matt Kent's doing all the heavy lifting, and Keanu's probably like, dude, you know what would be cool? Let's do this. And then Matt Kent, yeah, okay, Keanu, we'll write that in. So, yeah, Berserker, number one. The story, it's intriguing. It's leaving me wondering where they're going to go with it. If they go somewhere new rather than a Highlander type character, I'm really like, he's immortal, but it looks like he does get injured, he does feel the pain, he just doesn't die from it. Who knows? I mean, he's been doing this for, like he says, he remembers being born 80,000 years ago. So yeah, good on you, Boom. I'm hoping you go. I hope Matt Kent goes somewhere unique with this and doesn't just rehash a bunch of tropes that have already been in existence in other books. I want to see something new, or maybe a different mix-up of different things. I just don't want to see the same thing over and over. And I have high hopes for Berserker. That being said, if you enjoyed this video, please subscribe. It helps tremendously with our metrics. While you're there, hit that bell icon. You'll be notified every time we put up new content, which is a couple times a week. We're going to try to keep that up, and that's all going to depend on your guys' support. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your teachers, tell everybody to come and subscribe. It really does help. So until the next video, later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reef? What kind of class do you play, girl, in an RPG?